And good morning and welcome to a Red River Radio Spotlight. I'm Bill Beckett, the program director for Red River Radio, and coming up on Monday, August 17th, the Natchitoches NSU Folk Festival is going to go live with a virtual marketplace. And joining me now via Zoom is Shane Rasmussen, a professor of English at Northwestern State University and also the director of the Folk Life Center there and the one who puts on this wonderful festival every year. But of course, this year is unlike most years in that we have a pandemic, which has kind of closed down the in-person folk festival. And Shane is here to tell us about what they are doing as an alternative to that. Shane, welcome.
Hey, thank you so much, Bill.
And so let's go into this. This is a virtual marketplace, which means anybody, you can actually sit at home and join this folk festival in your pajamas if you want to. It's very comfortable and it's very laid back, and you don't have to get dressed up for anybody, but you can still enjoy the beauty of Louisiana folk culture.
You know, that is so true. You know, the cool thing about going virtual is that it's available to everyone. There's no fee involved whatsoever. Pretty easy to join to see what we're doing. You just go to Facebook. What we're doing is we have engaged with a number of the crafts folks, the craftspersons that would have been with us at the festival demonstrating their crafts and taking questions and selling their stuff. But instead, they will be on a public marketplace on Facebook. This group is called the 2020 Natchitoches NSU Folk Festival Crafters. That's 2020 Natchitoches NSU Folk Festival Crafters. And now that's going to run through January 31st of 2021. So there's plenty of time. And how it's going to work is you go on and you take a look at some of the pictures of the wares of these folks, of their crafts. And we have some really great looking pictures of some of the things that they've been working on. And then you contact the crafter directly. So either through email, Facebook, or in some cases, phone, you contact them and you can talk to them about the kind of craft that you've seen that you would like. And then you can arrange a price and a shipping to you of that craft directly. And so it's really kind of a cool way to, you know, it's the next best thing to being in person. And it would be great to be in person, but, you know, with things as they are, all I can say is that we are in high hopes, like many others. I think everyone, we're in high hopes that the pandemic will end soon enough that we can, in July of 2021, we can once again meet again in person.
Well, here's an opportunity, though, for parents and children to realize that back in the day, before we had television, radio, and all of this, most of what we did to entertain ourselves was done at home. It was done through crafting. It was done through homemaking. It was done through cooking. It was done through hunting. And obviously, the chores around the farm or the household. We're falling back to the old school where you have to entertain yourself right, rather than having it brought into your house for you. And in a way, that is a wonderful opportunity to teach the true foundation of folk culture, which is passing along all of the skills and artisanry that parents learn as they grow, you know, with their grandparents and such, down to their descendants. And so here's a wonderful time maybe to do some basket weaving or something else with your own kids and try your hand at a little crafting and folk culture.
Well, you know, it's true that, you know, look at YouTube as such a tremendous resource that you can, I mean, pretty much learn about many, if not all, of the crafts that are on display at this folk festival through YouTube tutorials, you know. And some of them are much better than others, obviously, but there are some really neat things on there that you know, and we all kind of come together. YouTube is this collective place that enables us to reconfigure and re-envision who we are as a people because we see so many voices on YouTube that, you know, I think all of us are surprised at the tremendous diversity. And so much of it is of folk culture because that's what people find interesting. That's what the heart lives by, to quote Zora Neale Hurston. You know, on that note, one of the things that we've done that involves YouTube is that for the virtual festival, we had many music groups, as always, we had many music groups lined up to take part in the festival of performing and, causing a space for people to dance and to listen to really the premier folk music of Louisiana. And so what we've done is we have two videographers that we're working with, And we went around Louisiana, and myself and these two fellows, we went to the houses of these folk musicians. And so basically at their homes or other places they found to be really important to themselves, significant, as well as porches and in backyards, garages, we have filmed these bands playing sets of music. And so, and then we followed these by an interview with each band as well. And so these are really cool. We're going to put them on YouTube. We're not streaming them live because we don't want them to be, you know, a blink and you miss it kind of thing.
Right.
We want it to be kind of like a permanent archive that people can see a snapshot in time. And so in this way, there's actually been a silver lining to everything. And some of these groups you may have heard of, but some you might not be familiar with. Folks like, you know, and many of them have a French heritage because our theme this year was celebrating French cultures. So, you know, you have the Yvette Landry Trio from down in Brobridge, also from Brobridge, Blake Miller, the Old Fashioned Aces, the Lecour Trio from right here around the Natchitoches area, the Lee Benoit Family Band from down in Rain, the Pine Leaf Boys, and they're in the Lafayette area, Rustin Matoir and the Zydeco Crush over in Lake Charles, and then Soul Creel in Arneville. And then we also went and interviewed and had play and had a wonderful performance by Ron Yule, the 2019 Louisiana State Fiddle Champion. So I think you're going to be impressed and delighted by the music performances, which, you know, so many of these bands in Louisiana, the folk bands, they have a lot of music videos, or should I say videos on YouTube.
Right.
But they're on somebody's phone. They're taken on someone's phone, and they're usually in a live performance, which is great, but maybe the quality is not the best. And so what this is a chance to have a really professional kind of delivery and focus, like an archive. And all of these bands really just played their hearts out. It was just a privilege for me. Sometimes I would be the, aside from the videographers, the only member of the audience. And then I would clap very softly in between the songs. But it was just a privilege as a folklorist to hear really some of the best folk music in Louisiana. And some of them hadn't played, you know, since March. You know, they hadn't played since March or April when things really tightened up with the pandemic. And so they were so delighted to get together to play again. And they wanted to play just for the joy of it and to play it because playing together is fun. So, you know, and some of the other local groups such as KM Mutiny and Hardwick Rivers and Rivers Review Band, you know, you're going to love them too. So I just want to let you know that this is an intrinsic part of the festival. It will be online on YouTube. We project and hope to have the videos up in October because we're still filming them. And we had to edit them as well. So that will be done hopefully in October. And we've also filmed three craftspeople. So we have Roy Parfait, who is way down in Duloc, Louisiana, and he's a carver. We have Juanita Leonard, who she is a folk artist living in Montgomery, and she does just fantastic sculptures and paintings and carvings. And if you ever see a chance, have a chance to go visit her in Montgomery, you know, her whole house and yard are just covered in her artwork. And we've also filmed John Oswald Colson, who has been making filet for, you know, so many years of his life and is a master at the craft. And so I think you're really going to enjoy those films as well. And they're going to, as usual with the festival, give you a different sense of what the festival is all about, because this is an authentic folk festival with a tremendous diversity of true, genuine folk arts. And so just to encounter this kind of art is, you know, it's like William A. Wilson said, after a lifetime of studying folk art and fine art, he kind of came to the conclusion that it's all art. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, all of it is art.
The human existence is art. We create from the start to the finish. First, as babies, we create a mess, and then we move on. So Now, you're going to have all kinds of items. There's going to be pottery, cutlery, crockery, musical instruments, baskets, dolls, and other things in this marketplace. And I notice you have a silent auction which runs on dates different from the actual online festival. Can you explain the live marketplace stuff and the silent auction part?
You bet. So the live market is open from August 17th through January 31st, 2021. And that will include all of the crafters, and you can contact them directly. And of course, there'll be pictures of their works that you can look at and links to their websites and Facebook pages. But also many of them have contributed to a virtual, I guess you could say, a silent auction. And it's really cool. What you can do is you simply provide your name and bid. And then you'll be messaged with next steps if you win on how to pay for your item. And that will be sent directly to you from the artist. So that is open from August 17th to September 17th. And each week there will be different items that you can look at and bid on.
All right. And do you have any ideas, some of those items maybe to entice people a little bit?
Well, I know that there's a very cool painting by Juanita Leonard. I know that there's just some, you know, the kind of things that, you know, like kind of like the stuff in the virtual marketplace.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, they are really, really fine art, but they also make great gifts. You know, if you're looking for something to surprise someone with that they can't get in Walmart, that they can't get very easily anywhere else, then this is the place to go, and you're going to find something really cool for a loved one.
All right. Give the website again for that marketplace, just so folks can write that down.
It is a Facebook page. If you go to 2020 Natchitoches NSU Folk Festival Crafters on Facebook, and we'll have a link also there to the virtual silent auction. Also, if you go to the Louisiana Folk Life Center Facebook page, you're going to find links to all these things and eventually a link to the music videos as well. You know, I forgot to mention, you know, one of the saddest things this year is that there's no way that we could have successfully done a virtual Louisiana State Fiddle Championship.
Right.
You know, just the problems of technology, you know, it just was not feasible to do. It was really, really very sad. But so what we've done is Ron Ewell, our 2019 Fiddle Championship winner, he did a wonderful interview, and he discussed championships and discussed many of the other aspects of fiddle playing, but also two members of the Pileaf Boys, the Cajun music group from Lafayette. So Wilson Savoy and Chris Segura, they did a Cajun fiddle workshop that is also going to be part of this virtual festival. And some of their, I'm not a fiddler myself, but frankly, some of their ideas were just dynamite. And they gave ideas and advice to people of all ages and all levels of fiddle playing. So, you know, and also talk about what differentiates Cajun fiddling from other fiddling. And these guys are just the top of their league. So I think that you're going to get something out of that. So fiddlers, there's something for you. And next year, again, we really hope to be face-to-face once again.
Yes, let's hope we can conquer this pandemic by then. And now one of the things you're also going to do is have your festival T-shirt for sale online as well, because that's a fundraiser for the festival, right?
It is. Well, you know, no ticket sales this year, and there are expenses that we need to pay. So what we're going to do is we have a really cool festival T-shirt. It is a fleur-de-lis with three alligators, and they are smiling, and they've got the Spanish moss, and you are going to love this T-shirt. And it's available on the Louisiana Folklife Center Facebook page, also our website, and also on the virtual marketplace. But, you know, this is really only possible through our donors. You know, those folks, if they hadn't come through, and there's been so many of them, you know, CLECO, the city of Natchitoches, City Bank and Trust, CNH Precision Machining, the Natchitoches Area Convention and Visitors Bureau, and then our grantors, the Cane River National Heritage Area Incorporated, Louisiana Division of the Arts, Shreveport Regional Arts Council, the Natchitoches Historic District Development Commission, the National Endowment for the Arts, and also the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Foundation. These are the organizations that really help to keep the arts alive during any season, but especially this season. You know, without these folks, there would be no festival. Mm-hmm. So we are grateful.
You have any final thoughts you want to share with folks to get them to go online, which is real easy. You don't even have to drive.
Well, you know, you're right. It's just that I think that this festival will serve as kind of a time capsule that we can look back and see the state of Louisiana folk music and folk arts and throughout the state. And it'll be kind of a really cool. And the videos will be a kind of filmic archive of some of the best musicians in the state as they continue, despite every obstacle, to keep tradition alive in Louisiana. And with that tradition alive, we are still strong.
All right. Shane, I want to thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you, sir.
That was Shane Rasmussen, professor of English and director of the Natchitoches NSU Folk Festival. And they are holding a virtual marketplace beginning Monday, August 17th and running through January 31st. And there'll also be a silent auction on items within this marketplace that takes place from August 17th through September 17th. Details regarding the virtual folk festival can be found on the Louisiana Folklife Center's Facebook page, or you can go to nsula.edu/folklife for more information, or you can contact them at 318-357-4332. To find this virtual marketplace, go to Facebook and type in 2020 Natchitoches NSU Folk Festival Crafters, and that will take you to their page on Facebook. You can also find links on the post for this Red River Radio Spotlight. This has been a Red River Radio Spotlight, and for Red River Radio, I'm Bill Beckett.